Joe knows sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
The Hoosiers off until a little past 9 o'clock Friday night in Chicago at the United Center after earning the 3 seed in the upcoming Big Ten tournament, secured Sunday with that Seniors Day overtime win beating Michigan. As we told you Monday, Trace and Race and Miller did a lot in that 5-minute overtime session to will that win. And as Coach Mike was saying postgame, it speaks volumes for that commitment, remember, that they made to come back in the first place for one final go-around.
Means a lot, you know, because, again, you know, coming into a situation where everybody was in a disarray and was talking about leaving, hell, I didn't know what we were going to do, to be honest with you. It's been a good run for all three of those guys because they've experienced something that they hadn't experienced in college basketball. And that was last year playing in tournament play in the NCAA. Miller had never been there, and neither Race or Trace had been there. So, you know, they've done a lot in a short period of time. We still got a long way to go.
And I tell you, as wacky as the league was during the regular season, who knows who the opponent will be for Indiana. 14th-seeded Minnesota, 11th-seeded Nebraska, 6th-seeded Maryland. We'll start to find that out Wednesday night at the United Center. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe knows sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Certainly a lifelong moment now in the young life of senior Gavin Reed of Bloomington North, a game-winning 3 against number 5 Center Grove, handing Jason Spears' North Cougars their second straight sectional title, and now a spot in Saturday night's Sweet 16 at Seymour alongside Columbus North. The shot, the DeJuan Daniels cross-court pass, his Saturday night defense, his scoring throughout the tournament. Our post-game discussion with both Cougar primetime seniors, DeJuan Daniels and that shot maker, Gavin Reed.
DeJuan found me in my spot. They left the corner wide open in the 3-2 zone. We had set up a play to get JQ going downhill, going to the bucket to be a playmaker if he couldn't get his own. But I didn't think I was going to get it on that last play. Like, I wasn't coming out of the timeout thinking it was going to be me, but I knew I was ready for it.
They came out more physical than us. We had to come out, match their energy. No more turnovers. We just couldn't turn the ball over no more.
Talk about that offense you had throughout this tournament. You were dialed in.
I just got to go out there, do my role, give my teammates open, let them hit shots. I got to get going. We're not going home.
No, I tell you, you're not going home, DeJuan Daniels. You're going to Barney Scott Gym on Saturday night, 7 o'clock alongside Columbus North. Cougars won a late February meeting with the Bulldogs, 49-45. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.